This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. He's often been described as a genius, and I'm talking about Thomas Edison. This great man lived to be 84, remarkable 1,093 patents, and he was the driving force behind inventions like the phonograph, the incandescent light bulb, and even one of the earliest motion picture cameras, and he created the world's first industrial research laboratory. Thomas Alva Edison. He was an American inventor and businessman. Many people describe him as America's greatest inventor. Most people have heard of him. But not everything went to plan in his long 84 years of life. One night in December 1914, his laboratory was destroyed by fire and the damage exceeded $2 million, a lot of money in those days, and the buildings were only insured for $238,000. Now, interestingly, the buildings were made of concrete and they thought it was fireproof, but here was Thomas Edison's life work up in spectacular flames, and what it was a spontaneous combustion caused the blaze. Charles Edison, that was Thomas's 24-year-old son, was running around the building that night trying to search for his father among all the smoke. He found his father and he was calmly watching the scene. "Charles, where's your mother?" he called out. "Bring her. Bring her here because she'll never see anything like this as long as she lives." Well, the family was devastated, of course, at this huge loss. Well, the next morning, Thomas Edison had a look at the mess and this is what he said. "There is great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up. Thank God," he said, "we can start anew." And the history books tell us that 3 weeks after this fire, Thomas Edison managed to deliver his first working phonograph. Now, I found what he said quite remarkable. Although this man lost so much, he believed it was never too late to start again. I think it's quite a good lesson for life. With God's help, you can salvage hope and start from among the debris or the mistakes. And I want to say today, it's never too late to start again. Yeah, sure, life's complicated. It's imperfect. It's messy. You're part of it, and so am I. But there will never be a time when you can't step back and just start all over, because when you stumble and fall, the option you've got is to get up and fix it or stay where you are. And failing actually gives us a lesson to learn and gives us room to grow. Most importantly, we become stronger when we have that desire to succeed. Now, you might say, well, that's okay for you. My situation, you don't know my situation, it's too messy. I don't think I can start again. Well, look, it was the old Chinese proverb that said the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And with faith in a loving God, it's never too late to start again and again. And failure is never final, because when you include God, your loving Heavenly Father, in the story, He's an expert. God is an expert at bringing people out of the ashes and despair of loss. We often fail because we're too afraid to take a risk. It's easy to just wallow in self-pity, to seek everyone's sympathy, and get up. It's all about being persistent. We become better as we make more mistakes, and then we can correct them. Now, in the Bible, Proverbs 29:25 says this, "Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety." Did you hear about the man who directed in his will that four words be placed on his tombstone when he died? And the four words were, "At least he tried." Now, sometimes you've got to take risks. Don't be afraid to go out on a limb, someone said, because that's where the fruit is. And then again from Proverbs 20, verse 30 from the Old Testament, "Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways." Now, isn't that true? Regretting doesn't change anything. It only just keeps you from looking ahead. If you're looking in the rear view mirror when you're driving along a dangerous road, you're going to end up in trouble. Don't focus on the past. It's never too late to start again. Ask God to help you start again. Heavenly Father, thank you that with your miraculous help, it's never too late for me to start again. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.